Americans who weren't eyewitnesses to the attacks of September 11th share a collective visual memory of the attacks through news videos and still photographs. We're going to hear from a woman who was the subject of one of the most famous photos from the war in Vietnam, a picture that shaped Americans' image of the war. Kim Phuc was 9 years old in 1972 when she was photographed during a napalm attack, running naked down a road, screaming in pain. The napalm had burned the clothes off her body. Phuc prefers to look at a more recent photo of herself, one in which she is holding her son Thomas on his first birthday. This photo appears in the book Family, A Celebration of Humanity. It's part of a trilogy of photo books from the MILK collection, an acronym for Moments of Intimacy, Laughter, and Kinship. Phuc wrote the prologue to the volume titled Love. A companion exhibition was shown in New York last summer and is now touring European cities. I asked Kim Phuc when she first saw the now famous 1972 photograph.
I remember when I came back from the hospital after years, and my parents, they have the picture, they cut it from the newspaper, so they kept very well, and then they show me, they took the picture when you're running out from the fire.
Now, you're naked in the picture. Is that because the clothes were burned off you from the napalm?
Yes. I was in the middle of the people, so I got hit directly from the napalm.
What actually happened that day? Let's start with who you were at that time, where you lived, what kind of work your parents did, how many people were in your family.
Normally, before the war came into my village, we had everything, and I just finished my grade 3, and I have a summer time, and then it's in June. I know that the war coming to my village, and so we didn't know where we have to go. So finally, we decided to hide in the temple. It's nearby my house with another villager, and then we hide in the temple about 3 days. And on the third day, they dropped the napalm. And so before that moment, we just finished our lunch. And then we suddenly saw the color mark they dropped inside the temple area. Is that signal indicated the temple was going to be bombed. So the soldier that stayed with us, and they scream and they say, we have to go out, run. And they ask the children running first. And I am the one of them. And I remember when I ran out of the temple, just in the front of the temple. And I saw the airplane and I saw 4 bombs. And suddenly I just saw the fire everywhere around me. I saw the fire over my body, and my clothes just burned off. And I was so scared, and I screaming, and I just ran out of that fire. That has happened.
When you were running from the bombs, and you saw fire over your body, and realized that your clothes had been burned off your body, right. What went through your mind? What was your comprehension of what was happening to you at that moment?
Yes, I remember because I was 9 years old, and I remember at that moment when I saw the fire over my body, I said, oh my goodness, I got burned, so I would be ugly, and the people, they can see me different way. I'm not normal anymore. And so I stopped thinking about that because I was so scared. And I didn't see anybody around me. But then, like, naturally, I just ran out of that. And I thank God that my feet weren't burned, so I could able to run out.
How did you get to the hospital?
After I got burned, and so I ran out of the fire, and I kept running, and I saw my cousin. And so we kept running and running until I saw so many people in the front of me, and I stopped, and I felt so tired to run anymore. So I stopped, and I feel so pain and thirsty. And so I saw some soldier. They stayed around me, and I say, "Nóng quá, nóng quá." It means too hot, too hot. And he gave me some water to drink, and he poured the water over my body. He just tried to help me, but unfortunately, when he poured the water over me, it means it cooked more.
Why? And why did it cook more?
Because it's when I got burned too hot, and with hot water in there, is reaction is cooked more.
Wow.
Yeah, and then that's why the pain at that moment was so terrible. So I lost my consciousness, and I didn't know anything else. But then I learned that Nick Wood, the photographer, he took me to a nearest hospital. He saved my life.
I wonder if you talk to him about why he saved your life. I mean, there are some photographers who, knowing that they were under deadline, would rush their film to get it mailed to their newspaper, or to get it sent in whatever transmission form they were using to their newspaper, instead of taking the time to rush a victim to the hospital like he did with you.
That's why I'm always I'm so grateful to him, because he's not only doing his job like photographer, but he helping me like a human being helping to another. And so that's why I'm always so grateful. And I call him like my uncle. I call him Uncle Wood all the time. And yeah,
it's
so amazing.
How often are you in touch with him?
We almost, he called me all the time, every week. we just very close, yeah.
What was the extent of the burns on your body?
I got, in total, in my body, just 65% burn, but I had 35% to do skin graft.
Did you think you were going to die?
Yes, I did. I almost died, but I thank God I'm still alive, because of that picture. A lot of people, they recognize I am that little girl, and I receive a lot of help from the doctor, from the foundation. Like I was in the hospital after that. Wow, it's too long. It's about 14 months, and I got 17 operations in total to repair the third degree burns over half of my body.
So you think that you got special treatment because of the photograph?
Yes, I think that, yes.
When did you realize that the photograph was taking on the symbolic value, that the photograph had come to represent the damage of the war in Vietnam and how innocent people were just being killed and wounded and mutilated?
10 years later, when I growing up, and in 1992, the Vietnamese government, they found me. I am that little girl. So that moment, I realized that a lot of people, they pay attention, and I know that is my pictures are really the symbol of war.
There are several other people in the photo, several other children, and about three soldiers running behind you. Who are the other people in the picture?
Two boys in the right hand is my brothers. and two children in the left hand is my cousins. They are a sister and brother.
What has happened to them?
They got a minor burn because they run in just a little bit faster than me. So they got the napalm that is finished fire, and then is the rest of the napalm just stick in their clothes, but not burn, right? And so they got the minor burn, and they get better after a few months later. And they're living in Vietnam right now.
Do you still have a lot of physical pain?
Yes, I do. But I changed the behavior, you know. I never thought and I never focused in the pain. I just massage, put cream on and do something else, or like go out for a walk and sing a song, and I think that just let it go. I never concentrate on the pain. And so that is helpful, because I learned that before, when I thinking about the pain, just get bigger and bigger and bigger, never help. So I change it.
Would you describe the recent photo of you that's in the current exhibition?
I think that everyone, most of you know about the picture in 1972, and I'm sure everyone see that picture, and they have the question, what happened to that little girl? How she is? And that is question all the time. And so that the answer right now is the second picture. The picture that I hold my son, Thomas, on his first birthday. And that is a picture of love. And that a picture that is mean, like I can hold my own son, and I can hold my future, my hope. And that is my dream come true, because when I got burned and I grew up, and I feel like I never have a boyfriend, and I never get married, even I never have a baby. But now I can have that picture. I feel so happy. And that picture is a picture of love. Yeah.
Were you afraid that because of the emotional and physical scars that you'd never get married?
That's right.
How much of your body is scarred?
I got like 35%. I have to do skin graft. Mm. Yes, and so it's so much scar on my body.
Is it mostly in places that you can cover up with clothes?
Yes, I just praise the Lord. that I can cover. Yeah, and people they can see my face and my hands is just normally. So it's a really blessing. And so when I hold my son Thomas in that picture of of my friend Anne Bain, she took it in Toronto, so you can see that is compare with my scar on my body, with his skin is so perfect, you know, and I'm so happy.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Kim Fook, the recent photo of her with her son on his first birthday, is included in the book Family, A Celebration of Humanity, part of a 3-volume collection of photos. She wrote the introduction for the volume titled Love. Since 1997, she's been a goodwill ambassador for peace for UNESCO. This is Fresh Air.